Conversation 2. Thank you for taking time from your busy schedule to meet with me today. I know you've got many things to do.
Please don't worry. Meeting with parents of new students is one of the most pleasant things I get to do. Now, how can I help you today?
In the last school my son was in, he thought he didn't fit in very well. I spoke with both the principal of the school and his teacher, but everyone seemed to think that my son was the problem. Over time, he started acting out in class and was even scolded. So we want this to be a fresh start for us.
Was that normal behavior for your son in any of his previous schools?
No, in fact, just the opposite. He was always a great student and he always played well with others.
Tell me a little bit about the school your son is transferring from.
I hate to say it, but I never felt like anyone cared about my son. No one I ever spoke with ever had anything positive to say, and no one wanted to help.
Okay, I think we can help. We pride ourselves on providing a learning atmosphere that is as free from harassment, bias, and discrimination as we can make it. I'm confident that any problems that happened at the last school are unlikely to happen here. If you hear anything that worries you, I want you to know that I am always available to speak with.
Thank you so much for saying so. For the first time in a long time, I'm looking forward to the start of the school year.
Question 5.
Number 1. I enjoy meeting with parents of new students. Number 2. I have a secret I've never told anyone. Number 3. I'm worried that the meeting will take too long. Number 4. I don't know how I can help you.
Question 6.
Number 1. He was the problem. Number 2. He thought he didn't fit in. Number 3. His classmates teased him. Number 4. He didn't like the principal.
Question 7.
Number 1. There is nothing they can do. Number 2. Gaining confidence is easy. Number 3. We pride ourselves on providing a great learning atmosphere. Number 4. They should worry as much as possible.